European Central Bank lends hundreds of billions of dollars to banks to prevent a credit crisis.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. Good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson with The Morning Open, a look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts the day. Coming up, more online shopping means more boxes, which means more trash. But first, where's Wall Street? Stocks are lower at the open this morning. The Dow down a third of a percent, 36 points at 12,066. The NASDAQ down 1.3%, and the S&P 500 down about a half percent right now. The European version of the Federal Reserve this morning offered European banks as much money as they wanted in loans, cheap money due back in 3 years, and more than 500 banks responded, yes, please. That's where we're going to start now with our regular Wednesday guest, Josh Brown of Fusion Analytics. He's with us live from New York. Good morning, Josh.
Hey, Jeremy. How are you?
Very good. So explain exactly what happened this morning in Europe.
So it was kind of a two-step. The first thing that happened was they made this announcement: 523 banks are going to get the equivalent of $641 billion. The money is expected to be put to work, in the short term, basically supporting intra-bank lending and buying each other's bonds. But then the second shoe dropped, and people said, "Wait a minute, this is almost double what the estimates were." And my, look how many banks actually came out with their hands out. So there's this realization that things might be a lot worse than what most people thought. So if you look at how European stock markets are trading now heading into their own close, they went from being up to almost universally down.
And I assume that the fact that the European Central Bank decided to do this meant that they really were worried about a credit crisis like what we saw here in 2008.
You know, throughout the late summer, early fall, what the one thing we consistently said was, this is what ultimately has to happen. But things have to get worse before it does. So what was the trigger that forced the ECB to finally say, okay, fine, we said we weren't going to be the lender of last resort, but fine, we can't take it anymore? I don't know specifically, but whatever it is, they've basically capitulated, and today's announcement is the result.
Josh Brown of Fusion Analytics, thanks as always.
Thank you.
Well, now to another big story that happened in Europe this morning and will affect companies right here in the U.S. The EU's highest court ruled that all airlines flying into Europe must pay for the pollution they cause. The U.S. government was opposed to the rules, which will now go into effect January 1st. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, Eve Tro reports.
The EU has legal limits on carbon emissions that cause climate change. Want to pollute more? You have to pay. For years, it said, starting in 2012, that law goes for all airlines.
When an airplane lands in Europe, it will have to have shown that it's reduced its emissions or has purchased carbon permits from some other source to make up the difference.
Jake Schmidt is with the Natural Resources Defense Council. He says the EU will give airlines free carbon permits for a year. Eventually, ticket prices will go up.
A maximum of $50 on a round-trip flight between London and Paris.
But Steve Lott at the lobbying group Airlines for America says government fees are not the way to go.
This money is better left with the airlines, who should invest in new aircraft, new engines, and new equipment that will make them more efficient and reduce their CO2 emissions.
The U.S. State Department and Department of Transportation have now warned the EU it should not act alone on global emissions and that doing so could launch a bigger trade dispute. I'm Eve Tro for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Allianz, providing retirement solutions that can help to guarantee income for life through its affiliated companies in the U.S. AllianzUSA.com. And by the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, committed to building a more just, verdant, and peaceful world. More information at macfound.org.
The research firm Comscore says online shopping is up 15% this holiday season compared with last year. And LA Times consumer columnist David Lazarus says that also likely means the amount of packaging we're getting in the mail is up. He joins us now to discuss. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
So do we have any sense of how much extra packaging we're using now that everything is being bought online and shipped to addresses?
We do. And first, let me preface this by saying I'm not trying to be a Grinch here. I just want to remind people that there is an environmental cost to all this fun holiday consumption.
Okay.
So keep in mind that we generate about 25% more waste during the holiday season from Thanksgiving to New Year's than normally. That's 1 million tons a week of extra stuff. What do I mean by that? I mean about 125,000 tons of plastic packaging. What I mean is about 744 million holiday cards that are sent. What I mean are about 8,000 tons of wrapping paper used on presents. That's the equivalent of about 50,000 trees.
Well, what are you supposed to do as a recipient of these gifts or a giver? I mean, if you go buy something on Amazon, it's going to be shipped with a box and a lot of, packing materials and stuff like that.
And that's exactly what you can take advantage of. You're going to be getting a box. You're going to be getting packing materials. Keep them around because you can use these again. The whole trick to this thing is recycling. You want to recycle all the packing materials you get if you can. You want to use recycled papers for your Christmas cards and your holiday cards and use recycled paper for the wrapping paper. And the wrapping paper is particularly tricky because once it becomes wrapping paper, it has kind of toxic paints and toxic inks in it and you can't recycle it anymore. Keep that in mind.
Okay, so we do more recycling, David, and then I guess we can just sit back and relax over a nice holiday dinner and not worry about anything else.
Yeah, but here's something else to worry about. That is, we waste about 28 billion tons of edible food every single year. If you're having a big holiday party or something like that and there's some leftover food, remember this. The federal government has a Good Samaritan law. You can donate that food to homeless shelters, to missions, with no harm, no foul.
LA Times consumer columnist David Lazarus. David, have a great holiday.
And have yourself a green little Christmas, Jeremy.
And finally, to LAX Airport here in Los Angeles and some Transportation Security Administration agents who are trying to soften the agency's image. They've formed a chorus, according to the LA Times, and have been singing for holiday travelers in the terminals. Everything from I Believe I Can Fly to What a Wonderful World. What's that old movie line? Every time a TSA agent sings, a passenger misses a flight? Something like that. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
Ah, the joys of Christmas.
Christmas was always a really big deal in my family, even though we're all Hindus. But I think the reason why it was such a big deal is that it was kind of new for my parents, too.
Now, imagine your job is to write the Christmas episode for a hit TV show. I'm Kai Rizdal, Mindy Kaling from The Office, next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.